On the show today, we have Fenalytics very own Michael Carter talking about the rise of digital use and the impact on member expectations from their 2021 Best Credit Union Experiences Report. Really good stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Carter. Michael, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you, Mr. Lawson?
Doing great. Doing great. Now, you are with a company called Fenalytics. So tell us a little bit about Fenalytics before we dive into our topic here.
Sure. Fenalytics is a California-based company, and it's a group of people that are pretty community-oriented in their approach and in their ethics, and they have a real thing for supporting communities and making them stronger, believing that that's how our whole society gets stronger. And because they're technical people in the banking area, banking as a general term, they want to do that through community financial institutions with technology. And they believe that credit unions are the best suited to go into with a new product because they tend to be have a similar ethos, right? A little bit more located in the community. They don't have far off shareholders. They've got member, et cetera. You get it. And they also had a conviction from, they all were at another company. In fact, that company still exists called Extractable. You may remember Craig McLaughlin from some show or something. He goes to most of them that I'm there. And they knew that what they were seeing in credit unions around personalization just wasn't going to do it post pandemic. Mm-hmm. And most personalization is very at the end of the day, generalized to a group. Right. So, and even if you take existing technology and jam AI in there, it still turns out to be a milked down version of what people are really looking for in Fenalytics opinion. So they built this technology. The product, just to confuse things more, the product is named the same name as the company, which to me as a storyteller finds really hard to deal with. But I came in after it was named, and you know how that goes. So it does three things. It optimizes the digital experience. This is all automated. Optimize digital experience. It helps increase acquisition, so higher acquisition percentage, and it lowers retention. So the way it does that is it uses about, well, let's see, it's first, second, third primary and secondary data sources. It uses behavior, it uses demographics, and it has machine learning engine. So it, rather than jamming AI in there, they built the thing around the machine learning. And because machine learning learns, the engine takes all that data and your activities on the website. And if you're a new person, they dynamically segment you. They say, okay, a guy who has an iPhone, who lives in California and is an executive or owner of his own business, right? Mm-hmm. And then it follows you around the website, and through machine learning, it determines what you're looking for. So with high accuracy, which, you know, kind of creepy, but studies have shown that if you give people something for your creepiness, they don't think you're creepy because it has value, right? Yeah. So, and then it presents you not with a general set of content that only you will ever see on the website. So it is completely your content.
Wow.
It is Mike Lawson's content.
Wow.
And the pictures will all be from your demographic. The navigation may even be changed based on, so that the machine can even change the website's navigation. So, and then you get what we feel like is something way beyond personalization, right? Because it is talking to a market of one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a cliche, but because most people have never been able to actually do it, but AI now gives us that capability. Plus the fact that big data is everywhere. I mean, you know, you and I have talked about this before. People who I appreciate privacy advocates, but I'm sorry, game over. If you want to go to Montana, live on a mountain, be off the grid, including your electricity, your water, et cetera, fine, you can have privacy. If you're going to live down here in technology land, you're out of luck. So that's what they do. And I've known Craig for a long time, so it just kind of rose up that he would like some help, and I joined up.
Right on. Good for you. Yeah, sounds like a pretty cool organization. And you guys were just at Finovate, right?
Yeah. So Finovate conference was the kick, was the general availability announcement of the product. So it is in the field, as it were, now. And we are talking to several credit unions, were before Finovate, mm-hmm. because a lot of the other side of the house, Extractable, had a lot of credit union clients. And we even have a bank that is actually using they're using what became Finalytics. So we did an engagement with them, and what they needed became the aha for, hey, this could be a whole product platform in and of itself.
Yeah.
And they're a million digital user bank. I knew them when I was at D3. They were a client of ours there. But it, only by virtue of them having scoped it out. We have some cynicism, not necessarily at the bankers, but we just think credit unions will get it quicker, and that will give us a better, gotta have money so we can keep doing what we're doing. So we think credit unions will give us traction quicker.
Exactly. Yeah. And credit unions are so nimble, man. They can almost turn on a dime when it comes to this type of stuff. And I think a lot of them would be eager to do so, especially coming out of the experience we just had over the last 12 months. So a lot of people are like up for change. So, hey, let's talk about the report that you guys generated, and you guys commissioned this from the Harris Research Group there. So it's called the Finalytics 2021's Best Credit Union Experiences Report. And based on this, how has the pandemic lifted customer expectation on the digital front to new highs? So can you give us a bit of a foundation here?
Yeah. So it's two reports, actually.
Oh, it is? Okay, I'm sorry.
CU Experiences report was done before Harris. And what we saw in Harris, what we saw in CU Experience, Credit Union Experience, made us do Harris. So what we saw was that the credit unions in the experiences overall were far, far, far from what we were hearing members talk about as acceptable. And what concerned us about that was we believe the pandemic has obviously changed the equation when it comes to digital. Maybe it's not so obvious, I don't know, but you had the same Harris report. We asked about growth and use of digital. Mm-hmm. 15% of the respondents used digital for the first time in the last year and will continue to use it.
I believe it.
27 or more, maybe more, but I'll use a conservative 27% said that they had been users, but had significant increases in the use. So any way you cut it, that's an incredible leap in a year of mm-hmm. digital growth mm-hmm. and concurrent sessions. So think of a quarter, a full 25% rise in concurrent digital banking sessions. And that's why at the beginning, there were a lot of reports of people having issues, having systems down. It wasn't just digital, it was ATMs, it was call centers, but digital had its share because scale is not always baked in. And that becomes an issue when all of a sudden you get, 25% increase in concurrent sessions and 15% new users. So that, just onboarding that many in a year is a blessing and a curse. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we when we saw that, we thought, okay, this is kind of concerning because we believe these are the guys and gals that are going to, strengthen communities for us, which is why we come to work every day. It's not the technology. It's not, it's not how we build the technology. It's we want to do something that's good. So our construct goods, kind of a saint center thing. So, which is fine, but we're not in church. So that made us go out and see if we could document what our instincts were telling us. So we asked questions like, what percentage of you would leave your primary financial institution? Because people often have more than one. Primary financial institution for one that would give you a better digital experience. 40%. 40%.
What? Wow.
And something around over 50%, I think it's 52, but I know it was in excess of 50, said that they would prefer to bank with community institutions, community banks and credit unions, mm-hmm. but 50% said they don't because those entities do not meet their digital expectations.
Yeah.
So you got 50% that are somewhere else already, mm-hmm. right? And you got 40% that are still at home, but they aren't very loyal, right? I mean, right. They aren't tied to that. So, and then the other thing we asked them was, what do you consider to be maximum minimum for a digital experience? And the answer was simplicity. Well, sorry, convenience was highest, and convenience is always. You and I have talked about this too. Security, yeah, that's for the financial institutions worried about. I don't give a flip about security, and I work for them. I just want to be able to get in, do what I need to do, and if you throw up a roadblock, that's going to get a negative check mark no matter how many times you explain to me. I don't have time. You're supposed to know security. I don't have time. Give me something quick, and then give me something easy, yeah. right? I mean, I don't want to have to search around for where I print off a statement when I seldom do, but you got to have something to prove your, you know, for instance, your address to the DMV or something, yeah. right? I don't look forever. It's amazing how many times I do have to look forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not even paying to print it off. I mean, so anyway. And then the third thing was the new table stake, and that was they wanted a digital experience that was completely composed to meet their needs, both in content and in presentation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And our feeling is that is sadly lacking. So there's 27% right now that say that it's table stake, and it's probably 80%, if not more, of credit unions and banks that don't have that.
Right.
So you got 40% at risk, 50% have already left, and if you fit that 27%, your 40 is now heavily weighted to risk, right? Mm-hmm. So the Harris Report proved what we thought would be the case, and that is that all community institutions, but credit unions no less than banks, are at a tipping point right now. So they're exiting the pandemic. Interest rates, you know, aren't moving anywhere, right? And they've seen this increase in use, an increase in users. And there may be a temptation to say, we're doing pretty good. You know, we look at this growth we've had in use and numbers. We're doing pretty good. There's no need to, we'll just wait till our 5-year deal's up and, you know, we'll do an RFP that'll take a year and a half. And by then, 20% of our members will have left. So, maybe not that number, but some number. And I think with credit union folks, any number is too high. So, you know, you have this tendency right now to maybe get comfortable with what has happened and not realize that something under that has happened. And that is this, and I'll tell a story and get to the point. But when I've gone out to deal with credit unions or be part of a meeting with credit unions or any of that, and this banks too, but you'll say, okay, what if we want to benchmark your digital experience? Yeah, okay. And they'll jump right in and go, here are the 5 credit unions we want you to benchmark that against, if they're a credit union. First off, why aren't there no banks on there? Are the other credit unions your major competitors? Nope. Your major competitors have that 52% that's already left, and dimes bet against dollars. Those are going to mega banks or digital only banks, not even the community bank down the road, because they got the same problem. So we'd say, well, they'd say, well, you skits. Well, how do you feel about Uber, Zoom, Apple? I don't even name Amazon anymore because I don't believe they're in that club anymore.
Yeah.
And they'll go, well, no, they're not bank. They're not credit unions. No, they're not. But guess who's calling the tune that your members want to dance to? And guess who's been having more interaction with those people in the last year than they've had with you?
Yeah.
Still, it's amazing how many people go, no, I'm fine. And that's the only thing that concerns me. This technology is great. I believe it's a competitive weapon. I believe it'll level the playing field. I think it allows them to stand up against big institutions because big institutions don't do this so well either. And they have the problem of building it themselves, spending millions of dollars, and then nobody wants to shoot it, right? So they don't do it that well. So any little bit, and this is a big bit, will move them into a competitive position. And you've got all these people like me that would rather bank with a local entity, right? Our credit union. So we that's the part that worries me the most, and that's why we're doing these studies, creating this content to try and convince them that it's a tipping point. And you can't wait till your digital banking runs its course and you're ready to renew. In fact, you don't even have to touch it. This fits right in with that. And like the retention side, which I didn't mention, comes into play when it's an existing member who comes on the website that goes to digital banking. Then we have all that interior data to mix with the exterior, and then it's Katie bar the door. I mean, that is the big data person's dream, little data and big data. So that's what got them going, and that's why we're doing these reports, and we hope, you know, we believe in credit unions. We believe in the community. So we're hoping that we can get some of them to believe too.
Mm-hmm. The tools are there to help them succeed. It's just a matter of leading them to those tools so they can implement those tools, because this is what I'm seeing is the online experience, the Uber experience that you talked, the Amazon experience, that's only going to get better. Which means the banking, the online or the mobile experience for the banking experience has to get better as well. Or else, like you said, those folks are going to leave and they're going to go. And guess what? We have a number of Chimes and SoFis and stuff nipping at our heels already that are going to take that market share, because they know what the consumer is looking for and what they want to use and the simplicity of it and the ease of it and all that
type of stuff. And they don't have legacy technology. They're starting from scratch. They don't have to buy.
Yeah.
They don't have to buy a building. They don't have to put their staff in. I mean, it's a punter's dream, man. I mean, the whole field.
They're already building football stadiums, for crying out loud. What's going on here?
Well, I tried to open a business account at my bank, and I didn't try my credit union. Sorry, but and they had nothing. And this was a sizable bank that I used for some separate stuff. And then Nuvo popped up. And if you haven't ever dealt with Nuvo, I mean, everywhere I was trying, try to curate a union, it was going to take days. Tried even somebody who already has my money, it's going to take days. And then tried Nuvo, and then 2 days I had an account, and it was funded, and I could put money in. And the 2 days was, I filed. You know, I put it all in late on one day, and the next morning it was ready.
Right.
Now, I have an account. They've never seen me before. I supplied what they ask. And everywhere else I did that, they wanted to talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I can buy a car on Carvana without talking to anybody. I can buy a $3,000 car. I don't buy $40,000 cars, but I could. In fact, I bought and sold cars on Carvana. And I just got a new car for, you know, great money. And I did it in a day.
Gosh, I know so many people who went through that experience over the pandemic. And they're like,
they would get my A plus. Because if you can sell a high ticket item like that, and they don't sell bad used cars, they sell good used cars.
Yeah.
If you can do that, and you've got the right security and everything else you need, what is the excuse of the financial institutions?
And you got other entities like Robin Hoods and things like that, where you can set up an investment account, not talking to a soul, but boy, are they primed to become a financial institution as well, you know? So it's
absolutely scary. And I've gotten a little cynical, because I used to say, well, regulatory things kind of slow things down. But that's not it. It's adoption of technology, because the thing we built at Finalytics crosses every I and dots every T of the regulations. It's there. It's the willingness to, like you said, the tools are there. It's the willingness to wake up and realize you're at the very high precipice. The view's great, but if you walk any further, it's not going to be good. And we don't want that to happen. It's not a good future is not one where mega banks and online banks only are the primary funders in our community. That's just not good.
Right. And based on the numbers that you were talking about, and then there's the optimistic side as well. The want is there. The want from the consumer or the member is there, but you got to give it to them. So right. And they'll stay. They want to stay.
They want to stay.
Just give them those tools.
We didn't ask the question, which would have been interesting. How many of you are staying with a community-based institution, but don't like the digital?
Right.
Doesn't meet your basic. I'm hopeful. I'd like to be hopeful.
This is fantastic. Where can folks find, I think we just probably scratched the surface of this report. So where can folks find it? I mean, I'm on the website right now, but just from you, I mean, go to the website.
So I can't remember exactly. It's the link I emailed to you earlier is the CU Experiences link.
Okay.
So if you could drop that in the meeting notes or something, they can get it there. You can put my email in the meeting notes for anybody. The report is coming out next month, the Harris report. That is the follow-on to the CU. So they can get that now, get familiar with it. And then the Harris report, if they'll send me their name and let me know, I'll send one to them.
Okay. Good deal. This is fantastic stuff. I love numbers like this, and so do credit unions, because it kind of gives them a pulse of what's going on in the industry right now and which way to go. And like you said, I mean, you know, the digital is there, and you can't let it run its course. You got to maintain it. You know, it's like owning a home. If you want it to maintain its value, you got to keep working on it, you know?
So. Yeah, that's absolutely a good analogy. Yeah.
So good stuff, Michael. Anything else to add here? This is just fantastic stuff here.
No, I urge credit union leaders to be just determined in their ability to understand how much the digital experience and the resulting level of market of one is happening in other places other than financial services, because that is setting the baseline, not what we're doing in financial services. Yeah. We would not rank very high in FinServe if in the best online digital experiences. Yeah. So I just want, please buy into that. Do not believe anybody that tells you differently until you talk to me.
Yeah.
Because that just isn't that's not going to get it done.
Yeah, the numbers are there. So yeah, it's just, and as consumers, we're getting spoiled big time.
Yeah,
these other folks, and then that's our expectations, and so we're looking for that experience in every aspect, whether it's financial services or paying the water bill or anything like that.
I do have one. Yes, my entire thing, and Craig would kill me if I didn't mention this. The platform that they built is configured in days, not weeks. It's completely non-invasive. You don't need any special AI expertise. It's all been boiled down so that that the AI is just the black box where it happens.
Yep.
Right. And so it's not, you know, people hear this and they hear AI half the time, they're not sure what that means. And that's why I haven't said AI generally. I said machine learning, which is a specific type of AI.
Yep.
But not expensive in this kind of package. So it doesn't take long. It doesn't disrupt. I mean, you know, we'll even give you a taste, show you a little bit of it for free.
Yeah.
But you can't have it all for free, because we have families and we have to eat.
Got to pay the bills. Understandable. I think all this is really, I think it's exciting for credit unions, because the opportunities are there for them, and they just got to grab hold of it and take it, and off to the races they go. So I think it's really exciting time for us to really, take advantage of this time. So yeah. Alrighty, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate. So,
yeah, good. Always good to talk to you. Always fun. So,
likewise, Michael. Thank you so much. Yeah.
I hope we talk again sometime soon.
Oh, indeed, sir. Yeah. Just let me know. Give me a shout and we'll get you back on. Have fun.
Well, maybe we can talk, you know, when we get the Harris report done, I'll let you know. Maybe then we can go through and highlight it, give everybody a place to get it without having to mess with me.
So. Indeed. Indeed. All right, Michael. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work. Okay.
All right, stay well, Michael.
And you as well.
brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.